This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're invited to join us on the radio waves, where you can take control of those airwaves by bringing up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian and Mark. As normal, our Wednesday night co-host tonight, we have a special guest. His name is Mike. I don't know, Mike, are we using your last name? I'm not sure.
Sure.
Mike Laurie, I believe it is.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Longtime listeners might know you from the old Free Talk Live hangout area in Second Life, as I understand it.
Actually, yeah. It was the show that actually got me to join Second Life because you guys weren't syndicated here in New Hampshire yet.
Yeah.
And I went there to listen to you guys, and that got me interested in the whole Second Life economy, and I was writing a blog, the International Libertarian at the time, and so I started looking for stories and learning about the economy, and I just got into business in there and became pretty successful there.
You made money
in a video game. I made a lot of money.
That's
for a while.
Awesome. Yeah, we'd always heard stories about that, right? People who, for those that don't know, Second Life is like a virtual chat room, basically, where you can build things and pre-Minecraft, right? Was it before Minecraft?
Before Minecraft, it's like a virtual reality you can view on your computer screen rather than needing a headset.
It's 3D, three-dimensional.
It's three-dimensional. Yeah. So you've got your avatar, you can move around the simulator regions. Mm-hmm. There's terrain, there's water.
It's old, though. I mean, this harkens back to, we were still in Florida at the time this was happening, weren't we?
Yeah. It's old technology, but it's still a very strong economy. There's 47 million registered users, 600,000 a month login, and at any given time there's about 35,000 users there.
Now, there's no competition in Second Life for, like, you don't shoot people in there, right?
Well,
like, it's not deathmatch.
Not normally, but there is a health system.
Is there?
You can turn on what's called damage if you want to have a military role play region.
Really?
And there are military groups there. The people, they make scripted guns and they can shoot each other and kill each other.
Oh, wow.
And when you die, your avatar just goes back to its home point.
Now, was that happening back 10 or 12, 12 years ago or whatever? Okay, I didn't even know. I mean, Mark, you and I, we went in there to check out somebody.
A studio.
I don't even know who it was at this point, but somebody actually took the time to build like a libertarian bar in this Second Life thing. And this is like, again, we're talking like 2005 or something like that, 2004 maybe in that range. And somehow they programmed our internet feed to stream audio into the bar. So the people, kind of the denizens of Second Life who would come into this place, would actually be able to listen. If they were there during our live hours, they'd be able to listen to Free Talk Live while chatting with the people in the bar.
That was my first exposure to you guys, and I was just like, wow, this is great. We need these guys across the country on the radio.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to the show, and you are from New Hampshire. Are you originally from New Hampshire?
Yeah, I grew up here. I grew up in Lebanon.
Lucky you.
He's actually one of the small handful of people, 275 maybe, people who signed the Free State Project Statement of Intent before New Hampshire was chosen.
Right. So you didn't have to move.
No. It was funny. I actually had an article in L. Neil Smith's The Libertarian Enterprise in the same issue that Jason Sorens proposed the Free State Project in. And mine was about how the Constitution needed a glossary to prevent the creep in definitions of terms like commerce and keeping and bearing arms and shall not be infringed and so on and so forth. And so Jason emailed me right after that was published, and he says, what do you think of my idea? And at that time, I had actually written off all of the lower 48 states, and I was getting ready to move to Alaska.
Yep. So I was an Alaska guy for the Free State Project. Alaska was one of the 10 options for the Free State Project, and I just liked the notion of Alaska because it was unattached. It mm-hmm. could very well be its own country, very simply.
There's a secession movement there, yeah. from what I understand.
It also has better weather than New Hampshire in some places. Like, so, you know, there's that little jag that hangs down to the south.
Yeah, panhandles like Seattle.
Yeah, it is.
Without all the communists.
So that means you, so when the Free State Project, which for those that are new to the show, is a migration project, it's part of the larger New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on here for a long time. When they had 10 candidate states from which to choose, does that mean you voted Alaska as number one?
No, actually, when Jason told me about what he was proposing, I said, you know,
changed your mind?
Yeah, it changed my mind. I said, I'll give it one more try down here, and we'll see if this can happen. And lo and behold, New Hampshire got picked. I got elected to vice chair of the LPNH here, mm-hmm. and helped with the campaign of the party to get the signers to pick New Hampshire. And
what happened to the party after that? Because it just seemed to really just fall out of, you know, any kind of prominence for many years until Daryl and Roger recently, two transplants from the South, took it over and really kind of kicked it back into shape.
Well, part of it was some purists kind of took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I got him basically taken out of action right after the Kilo episode, the Kilo versus New London case. I had been the one that organized the plans to, we proposed to eminent domain the homes of Justices Souter and Breyer here in New Hampshire.
I remember that, yeah.
And I wrote the state constitutional amendment to restrict eminent domain to only government-owned projects,
mm-hmm.
and that passed the state by 86%. And so the powers that be in Concord said, Mike's getting to be too much of a pain, and they dug up a 1992 speeding ticket from Washington State they claimed had never been paid, which Washington had said had been voided, been facially void, and they still suspended my license here, and they said I was driving under suspension over and over,
yep.
and they declared me a habitual offender.
Oh, no.
And I got my license suspended for 4 years,
wow.
and then another three if I didn't get insurance, and because I'm so rebellious, I refused to get any insurance, and so I have the longest driver's license suspension of anybody in state history who hasn't
really?
Either had multiple DUIs or a vehicular homicide.
Did they put you in jail?
No, but
because a lot of times a habitual offender comes with a mandatory jail sentence.
Yeah, I didn't get a jail sentence, but you know, living in rural New Hampshire,
it's kind of like that.
Is, you know, it's like house arrest. You know,
because how are you going to get where you need to go if you can't drive?
Yeah.
All right, so you're up in the Grafton area? Is that what you're...
I was in Grantham.
Okay.
Grantham Enfield is a community there called Eastman, which is sort of a huge homeowners association.
Yeah.
And it covers parts of three towns. And so I was... I wound up taking care of my elderly parents there for the period of time. I was working in Second Life. I wrote a science fiction novel, but I was out of the picture politically.
So you've been making your living with Second Life for what, the last decade, basically?
Well, from 2006 when I went to see you guys, and then in 2010, Linden Lab, which created Second Life, stole everything from me.
Oh, my.
And so I wound up, and they had done it to some other people, but I was the
Well, what did they say? Hey, this is our game. You've created these things, and our terms of service say we can take them if we want.
Well, they had started banning different economic activities. Like, there were casinos in Second Life. I didn't have any, but they banned them. Because the government wanted to see what the impact was on the economy.
Uh-huh.
And so all the casino owners had their profits in the virtual banks that were in Second Life, and they drained all their accounts, so then they had a banking crisis.
They seized the bank accounts inside their game.
They drained the reserves.
Okay. No, the casinos took their money out.
Yeah, because they were depositors.
I thought the game company took the money.
And so that collapsed the banking industry. And
I see. So after the casinos were banned, they then said, well, we're just going to take our money
and
out.
And so all of these things, you know, being a libertarian, I was always protesting all of these impositions on private enterprise.
Wow.
So I was kind of a cross between, you know, a strong libertarian and Donald Trump being so successful in the economy. So I became a big fly in the ointment to Linen Lab. And they eventually started sabotaging my business and then stole everything to ban me.
There's more coming up here. Hold that thought. The toll-free number. It's been a long time since anybody's talked about Second Life on this show. It's amazing. It's still going. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. And over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, that's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance. The latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. And Ian and Mark here, as normal, we're kind of getting to know our guest co-host, Mike Laurie. He's with us, a New Hampshire native who has been up here throughout this New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which involves the Free State Project and the Shire Society. And he's taking us all the way back down memory lane to a time when Free Talk Live had a listener-created hangout, like a bar in Second Life. This, I don't know if you really call it a video game. I guess it basically is a video game, but it's more like a social networking video game than,
you know, a game has goals and,
generally.
And SL is kind of, you've got to create your own goals and create your own content, and
it's like life.
Yeah,
right. You create your own goals. You create your own content.
Let's talk a little bit more about it coming up.
Yeah, another creation is Whole Food Multi-Complete. This is a supplement that I've been taking for many months now, and it's been great for me. Rather than being a multivitamin, you can go to the store and get a multivitamin, right? And they're made with synthetic vitamins and that sort of thing. Whole Food Multi-Complete's made with food, and if you just go there to simplifymysupplements.com and you look at the incredible list of you know, nutrients that they have in Whole Food Multi-Complete, there's actually, you know, besides vitamins and minerals, they've got antioxidants and probiotics and enzymes and pretty much everything your body needs in a day. And it, for me, it's been great. With, not only did it just help me to lose about 10 pounds, sort of, I didn't even know why I was losing weight. I couldn't even figure it out until I saw some movie called, like, The Gut, Your Second Brain, or something to that effect. And then I realized, oh, wow. But it also takes care of sort of the extra pills you've got to take in a day. So simplifymysupplement.com. Save money on these supplements that you should be taking by getting them all put in one. You go to simplifymysupplements.com, enter coupon code FTL. You receive 10% off your order every time you order. Simplifymysupplement.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. Your money back. They take Bitcoin. Simplifymysupplements.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, so we still have to talk about this story, Mark, that you had brought up last night. Now, we never really got to it, though, about the vegan food truck owner who has found herself in some difficult circumstances due to some comments she made after the Las Vegas shooting. We can talk about that coming up. But we were kind of talking about this Second Life and what had happened with it. You were just saying, Mike, that the Second Life company came after you because you were successful and kind of a rabble-rouser.
Yeah, and they had tried to ban in-world advertisers, and I had a virtual stock exchange I created there, and so we capitalized a number of different businesses, including one of these ad farmers, and as well as I capitalized the first open simulator grid called Central Grid, which is an open-source version of Second Life.
Yeah, you were telling me off the air about this. You said that the company that made Second Life had released their source code to the viewer application, which would have been the code that allowed players to see the world, right?
Right, right.
And then they somehow used that code to reverse engineer the original games and servers code.
Yeah. Right? Basically, you can look at the signal traffic between the viewer and the server in Second Life
and figure out what the other side is doing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So they literally reverse engineered Second Life and released it as an open source project.
Yeah. So there's hundreds.
Did they get sued or anything like that?
No, because they had open sourced their own viewer. So
I see.
You know, there was nothing they could do about it.
Wow. And then you said the guy who originally founded Second Life ended up leaving Second Life and then joining, like, the open source movement?
Yeah, Philip Rosedale, who founded Linden Lab and created Second Life, he's a pretty libertarian character himself. Okay. But to get his company capitalized, he had to make a lot of compromises with VC firms in Silicon Valley, including a few that are backed by our own government.
Because back then you didn't have cryptocurrencies when that came out, so you couldn't just do an initial coin offering as they do today.
Right. And so they wound up dominating his board of directors and totally overriding a lot of what he wanted to do with the platform. And so they've just been milking it for profits and using it as a test platform to essentially experiment on people. They you know, the, just like they, the InQtel and Accel partners funded Facebook to study social networks and how sleeper cells could hide within larger communities.
And these companies you mentioned, these are front organizations?
Yeah,
or?
They're venture capital firms that are fronts for American intelligence agencies. And they,
the government.
The government. And they finance technologies that they want to see developed.
Which is to say a closed, controlled space like Second Life.
Right.
Versus this open simulation. Which is new to me. I'd never, you know, I didn't follow the Second Life thing very closely. We went in, there was this cool thing back in 2004 or whenever it was, this bar where people hung out and listened to Free Talk Live. We actually checked it out. We went in there a few times, and it was like, cool. And then, you know, every now and then people would call us from Second Life, which was cool. And so it was kind of like this cool little alternate chat room for the Free Talk Live listeners, was basically what it was. And then, you know, kind of fell off the radar as far as our listeners were concerned. We weren't hearing any buzz about it, so it's nice to kind of get an update on it. What the last decade has held. This open simulation, remember one of the things about Second Life that was noteworthy was, as you said, there was an economy within the game, and they had based their, what was it called, the Linden Bucks or Linden Dollars?
Linden Dollars, yeah.
Linden Dollars, and they based that on the dollar, so there was a certain amount of Linden Dollars per U.S. dollar.
Yeah, you could exchange, they had an exchange called the Lindex. You could trade Linden Dollars for U.S. dollars, and it usually traded for about 250 to 260 Linden Dollars to the U.S. dollar. So there are a lot of people that created content and could sell it on the marketplace there and earn a real life living with creating content or, like I did, renting out a lot of virtual land to people.
And then that would cash out? You could cash it out somehow?
Yes.
And were there right services on the Lindex that would do that?
And so you trade it. Lindex was owned by Linden Lab.
Uh-huh.
And so you convert it to dollars and you could pay your server fees. You could, they would send it to your PayPal account.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And then does the open simulation use a currency as well?
There are actually a number of currencies in OpenSim. And so each grid owner can create their own currency for their grid.
Mm-hmm. This is the grid is the part of the simulation that is being run on your server?
Right. So like Second Life is a grid.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are hundreds of grids in OpenSim.
Right.
Many of them are connected together like the internet connects networks and what's called the hypergrid. So if you have an avatar on one of these grids that's on the hypergrid, your avatar can teleport from one grid to another.
Okay.
And the overall hypergrid is three times the size of Second Life. So there's a whole lot more to see there, and you're a whole lot freer to do it.
But there aren't as many people.
There aren't as many users. And just because Second Life, their business model is what we call a walled garden in the business. So it's kind of like the Iron Curtain, only with, you know, frosting and sparkles.
So the different currencies, are they specifically to in-game, or some of them, you know, interact with like cryptocurrencies in the real world, if you will?
There's one that's trying to be that's developing a cryptocurrency. I'm with a group that's developing a standard for virtual reality cryptocurrencies.
Fascinating stuff. More coming up here in moments. So if you are in the Second Life or open simulation world, and you want to talk about, you know, what would be relevant to maybe people listening who aren't, you know, what, why should someone get and check this out? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us on the radio if anything you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about, of all things, Second Life, the simulation that was released years ago now, more than a decade. I don't remember what year it came out, but it must have been 03.
Yeah,
02,
around 03.
Somewhere in that range. Ian Mark and Mike Laurie joining us in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can, as always, bring up anything you want. Now, money has come a long way since 2002. In 2009, Bitcoin was released to the world, and you've got a bit of a history back in the cryptocurrency world as well, Mike, but Dash is even newer and more fancy than Bitcoin. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is, some could argue, on sale right now. The price of Dash has gone down in the last few days, I believe, especially if you compare it to Bitcoin. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world there with Dash. It's decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org. Find out why as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sylvia is on the line in Orlando, listening online. Hello, Sylvia. Hello, Sylvia in Orlando. Sylvia,
yes,
going.
Here.
Hi, we've got you. Go ahead.
Hey, there you go. Hi there. I just wanted to mention how really weird it is that I was actually listening to that episode of Second Life in 2006 this morning. For this, I just found it really strange that you guys were talking about that today because that was.
So you were listening to the Free Talk Live episode from 2006 where we were talking about Second Life or one of those episodes.
That happened today, and I found it really, really strange.
You were listening to it today?
Yeah.
Yeah, today.
This morning, she said.
Wow, that's what she said. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah. The universe is funny like that sometimes.
Yeah, so. You know, the fact is those archives are available right there. Go to archives.freetalklive.com, and we've got more than a decade. Yeah, more than a decade of free archives.
So, Sylvia, I mean, what inspired you to go and listen to that episode all the way back? Were you listening to old episodes recently?
Yeah, I have a lot of time at work to listen to episodes, so I just catch up on my archives.
That's some catching up right there. Going way back. Right on. Well, thanks for sharing. Are you also somebody who plays Second Life? Do you actually spend time in that game?
No, I actually wanted to call in today about Second Life before your guest came on, just to ask, like, how was, because I haven't gotten as far in the episodes to know, like, what happened to that libertarian bar that you guys had going on? If it's still active?
Good question,
like,
Mike.
Should I join in?
Gimme Castro was the guy who ran that bar originally.
Free Talk Live listener.
Yeah, and he left, and he turned it over to a friend of mine who has his own show called The Lulberts, Jim Jesus. Isn't he
on the Freedom Fiends?
Yes, he's on the Freedom Fiends as well. And he was working for me at the time, so he took over the bar and moved it into one of my regions, and we ran it for a number of years. And then when the lab essentially took everything, that went away.
Hmm.
And
shut down by Linden Labs.
Yeah, breaking the law.
Wow. So
that pretty much answers my question, because I was going to ask, of like, has it gotten less restricted? Has, you know, the gang became more of like a tyrannical government, as you could say, or is it more libertarian?
It used to be very libertarian, and they've just kind of restricted the different economic activities. They banned the virtual, the gambling, they banned the banking, then they banned the in-world advertising. And so it's, you know, people started to, you know, get really tired of all the increased restrictions. So there was a good migration at that point into OpenSim. And if you Google for Open Simulator, you'll find there's grids all over. I'm in one called Kitely.com, which is the largest commercial OpenSim grid. There's OSG, which is the open sim grid.
What does it mean to have a commercial grid?
That's where you're operating it as a business for profit.
So do you have to pay to go there?
You don't have to pay to go there, but you have to, like in SL, you have to pay to have a simulated region that where you own the land on their grid and use it and so forth. But you can bring people there for free.
Buy property on their grid from them?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, and it's a lot cheaper. Like in Second Life, a single simulated region is $300 a month.
What?
Yeah. But in OpenSim, you can get the same amount of land for 10 or 15 bucks.
Wow. That's huge.
It's like moving to the burbs.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Sylvia. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that pretty much answers it. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Now, Mike, so this OpenSim, is it like Second Life in that the graphical requirements, you know, even back in the day, weren't real hefty? So, like, anybody with even a laptop can download this?
Yeah, yeah. You use the exact same viewer that you access Second Life. You can access OpenSim with.
You can use the official Linden Labs viewer?
Not theirs, but there's, because they open source their viewer, there's all these third-party viewers that use the same code base.
I see.
And their code base is enables you to access both Second Life and OpenSim.
Wow.
And so you can, if you have accounts in both, you can go back and forth between them with your separate accounts.
I find it interesting that Second Life started out pretty free and libertarian and then moved to less
restrictions.
So.
Yeah.
And that is like the real world in many ways. You know, it starts out, the frontiers are free. Throughout U.S. history, one of the things that we can hearken back to when people say, this libertarianism thing's never been even tried. What the, you people are stupid. Well, you're like, oh yeah, it's been tried. There's plenty of examples and plenty of societies, and in many cases, you can point to the Old West. And they're like, well, what do you want to go back to the Old West for? People were shooting each other all over the place. And you're like, well, hold on. The Old West is safer than Baltimore, Chicago, New Orleans, New York. I mean, the Old West was, like, factors safer than those places.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there were a lot of fictional books written about shootouts, and there were a few good shootouts.
You're more likely to die from an infection, right? Than
I mean, medicine was a much bigger issue. Even nutrition to some extent.
Heat exhaustion.
Right. So, these frontiers start out libertarian and then move less so. And it makes me wonder what's going to happen with the open sins people. Is this just a phenomenon that happens in the world? Is this why we constantly need new frontiers? Is this why we need seasteading and moonsteading and different pieces of land or what?
Well, how long has the open sin thing been around? 2010?
The coding started when I joined up in Second Life, and I helped capitalize the first grid in 2008. And the first open sim grid, and then it expanded from there, and it really started expanding in 2010. And
so most of a decade then.
Yeah, so it's most of a decade now, and now there's new platforms coming out that are going to supplant Second Life and Open Sim that have better graphics.
Really? Like what?
Well, there's High Fidelity, which was founded by Philip Rosedale, who was the founder of Linden Lab that created Second Life, and he created High Fidelity to give you more space, better graphical detail, better physics, so on and so forth.
But is it going to be closed down like Second Life was?
He open sourced the code right up front.
Okay. All
right. So, and then Kitely.com is doing something similar with the High Fidelity code because they want to be able to host it.
So is the idea that people are going to migrate to a newer and better platform, hopefully,
right,
is the plan,
right,
or for this decade rather than the last decade?
Yeah, and they're just one. I mean, you've got investments from Google and Facebook and Microsoft and all the sorts.
Will this
of
new High Fidelity work with the new virtual reality goggles that
yes,
are coming out?
That's what they're designed for.
I see. All right, because those things are taking off, it seems like, the virtual reality goggles.
Well,
really
in many
cool.
ways, these the Second Life and these sort of children of it are the beta for virtual reality.
Well, yeah, but not the actual tech part of the goggles
nope,
and all
not
that.
The tech.
More coming up here, 855 450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you are wanting to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, check out the new Free Talk Live forum. It's at forum.freetalklive.com. It's a little more old school than the fancy 3D chat room simulators that we've been discussing here throughout the first hour tonight. But it is actually a very modern forum, which is, I think, very, very nice. The posts pop in instantly. You don't have to wait for pages to reload like you used to have to in old, the forums of old. It's got an easier way to, you know, put pictures into your posts. And, like, all the stuff that used to be a big complex hassle in old forums has been made very smooth, very easy with this new forum software.
It's more pleasant than the old forum, too.
Even Mark can use it.
Yeah.
So check it out.
I use the old one.
Do the women still post pictures?
Those, I don't think were women posting those pictures. Yeah. Anyway, check it out at forum.freetalklive.com as we continue here. We were just kind of talking a lot about the simulators out there, Second Life, which unintentionally gave birth to its own competition, this open simulator that you've been talking about tonight, yeah. Mike Lurie joining Ian and Mark here in the studio. And the open simulator now possibly going to be replaced by other things like something you called high fidelity, supposed to be higher quality graphical abilities and compatibility with the new actual VR goggles.
Yeah, and there are a number of other platforms out there. There's Unity 3D, which is already being used in 40% of the world's mobile games. There's Unreal Engine. There's Cryengine. There's a number of different engines that can be used, but building those into an actual service, it takes quite a bit of investment.
Sure.
And so you've got to raise a lot of capital for that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the things is that each company winds up controlling your avatar and your content and your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always bothered me, that we don't have control over who we are online. You know,
you only get as much as they allow you.
Yeah. And if they decide that you have, violated some secret rule or community standards, or you said the wrong word or something, your avatar's dead and no due process, no appeal.
Right.
And it, seems incredibly unjust to me as well. And, there's got to be a way to deal with it. And I did a lot of legal research on this, and it used to be in company-owned towns back in the old, industrial era.
Mm-hmm.
There was a law that came up through the Supreme Court called Marsh versus Alabama, which said that you don't lose your constitutional rights even if you're in a company-owned town. And the case was some people handing out campaign leaflets, and the town sheriff, the company sheriff, rather, arrested them, and they took it to court. And that was the law up until the late 80s and 90s when AOL had their online communities, and spammers started spamming people with commercial messages, and AOL banned them. And they tried to countersue, saying that Marsh versus Alabama says they can use their freedom of speech there. And the courts ruled that an online community like AOL was not enough like a real community in real life to warrant the protections under Marsh versus Alabama. So, but my opinion is that as we get more realistic in virtual reality, where we have a virtual economy, where you have social networks, we have all these things that people are working for their real livings in a virtual economy, you wind up where you're, having more of a real life community there, and therefore the precedent of Marsh versus Alabama should come into force, and people should be able to take control of their virtual identities and exercise their constitutional rights, even if the platform they're on is owned by a private company.
That strikes me as not really a very libertarian viewpoint, right? If libertarians believe in private property, and that seems to be one of the tenets of libertarianism, even though libertarianism ultimately is the non-aggression principle,
right?
And people could argue over whether or not property is mutual to libertarianism. But
who owns your identity? You own your identity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the company that owns the platform might be able to exclude you from going into their platform, but they shouldn't be able to eliminate your virtual identity. So,
but if you're storing that virtual identity on their computer,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
And
it would seem like they should be able to control that because it's theirs.
If
I want to go in and delete your account from the Free Talk Live forum, it ain't your account to control. I'm sorry. It's on private property.
Right. But look at, for instance, Facebook. If you have an account on Facebook, you can go on to many other websites and comment on those websites.
Because Facebook allows you to.
But you're using your Facebook persona on those other websites that Facebook doesn't control.
Correct.
So you can comment there, and those other sites can't block you.
They go so far as to allow you to sort of log in, create a login to many different sites.
They can still block you. I mean, they can still say, you cannot come here.
Right, but they can't eliminate your whole identity.
Only Facebook can do that.
Right. So the idea that I had when, because of the settlement with Linden Lab over what happened between me and them over Second Life, I can't go to Second Life,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in OpenSim, and I want to talk to friends in Second Life. So I developed this chat application that allows people in OpenSim to talk to people in Second Life. And then I said, there's some commercial applications for this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're developing this. I have a team of people now, and we're developing what we call the grid phone. And it's essentially a virtual smartphone for your avatar.
In case you couldn't spend enough time on your phone, now you can spend time on your virtual phone in virtual reality.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
And on the media screen on your virtual smartphone, you can play games while you're in a game.
Wow.
But it allows you to talk with other avatars and other platforms mm-hmm. no matter where they are. And today, if you're playing Call of Duty and someone's in World of Warcraft, for you to
talk,
you have to talk to them. You have to use a third party app like
TeamSpeak or something.
TeamSpeak, Ventrilo, whatever. And those put a heavy load on your processor and your memory.
Yeah.
So we've made the grid phone to be a very thin client.
Yeah.
So our servers handle all the processing. And And so you're able to stay in the immersive environment. You don't get distracted from it. So you're not, you know, bang, bang, bang. Oh, someone called. No, you're dead.
Yeah.
So you're able to stay there. And
one instant of distraction on some of those places. You know,
it's over.
Headshot.
Yeah. Boom, headshot.
Yeah. And we're marrying this communications platform with a blockchain called Galacticoin.
Does that mean the text that you send somebody will be saved on a blockchain?
No, those are essentially going to be send and delete.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And but the blockchain is being used, number one, to allow you to change currency between different platforms.
Huh.
Number one. Number two, we'll be able to create your virtual identity on the blockchain. So your wallet is your passport.
Yeah, okay.
And so you control your identity, and so a platform could exclude you from their platform, but they couldn't delete your persona completely.
Got it.
And at the same time, all your 3D content will be on the blockchain and secured by smart contracts.
And when you say 3D content, is that like the little accessories that you can buy in the game, like
stuff,
a Free Talk Live t-shirt or something like that?
The t-shirt, your avatar clothing, all the way up to, you know, houses and boats and, you know, virtual guns and whatever you can build and script or other people can build and script, they can also sell to you and you can use it. So you keep it in the wallet as your inventory. You can, as long as the file format is compatible with the platform you're on, you'll be able to take that wherever you go.
It's amazing. That's cool tech. Now, how do people go to learn more about the project that you're talking about?
Go to galacticsystems.net, and that's our company website, and that's where we're working on that. We've got our there's an investor area we're in angel investment fundraising. We're planning an ICO in December.
Okay.
And so
that's an initial coin offering that is a way for, it's kind of a relatively new development over the last year or so, it seems like, where tech companies can offer these initial coin offerings that allow anybody who has cryptocurrency of, like, usually it's Ether, Ethereum, to buy in to it and get tokens in return for their buy-in or their investment, if you will, in the company or the idea or whatever. Some companies have, you know, a product that actually already exists that they want to promote. Others, they've just got some concept that they want to turn into something. Some of them are complete scams from top to bottom, so you do have to beware when you're getting into some of these things. And so that would be what the ICO is. It would be you guys offering people the chance to kind of back the company and get a token in return for that, which can then, in theory, be traded on marketplaces. More coming up here. Speaking of marketplaces and cryptocurrencies, you actually brought a couple things in here tonight, Mike, and it's actually high time we talked about the SegWit 2X and what's going on with Bitcoin and what's going to be happening with Bitcoin within the next, 4 weeks or so. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, because this could be very contentious.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.